All right.
Good morning, everyone. Get the internet going. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 at 9:03 a.m. Welcome. We'll begin with an invocation offered by Betty White, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, as we come before you this day, we'd like to thank you for the many blessings that's been bestowed upon us. Father, we ask that you watch over our community and keep everyone safe and healthy as the season progresses into the cold weather. We also ask that you bring guidance and inspiration to everyone in this meeting, that the decisions that are made are for the best benefit for all of our community. Father, we ask you to continue with the weather that we've received to help with all of the moisture that's been needed to make up for lost time. We ask these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks, Peggy. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Those in attendance today, we have all three county commissioners, Lorinda Isaacson, Kent Snyder, our attorney, Peggy White with Tourism and Economic Development, and Cordell McCracken with IT. And from the public, we have Kent Bond and Hank Gutz. And then on virtually, Mr. Dean from Uinta Basin. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the redevelopment agency meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Guess what? Really sorry about that.
I think we should have a theme like that every.
I like it.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the redevelopment
yes.
agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
First item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held last Tuesday, October 14th, 2025.
Could we do a correction on the vote? Part of the discussion of the DWR land, I abstained or was absent, recused?
Yes.
I did not vote.
Good morning.
Morning, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
I got your message, Brett. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you yet. I suspect we'll get to talk to it today.
We can bring it up.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 14th, 2025 Dagger County Commission, Dagger County RDA minutes with the change on the vote part of policy and legislation as relates to the DWR proposed land acquisition.
Second. Motion and a second has been made to accept the minutes with the correction stated.
To approve.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Issue updates for discussion. Any discussion regarding the redevelopment agency? How about the Municipal Building Authority? Affordable Workforce Housing?
They actually have poured the foundations, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's great news. EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Office. Brett, anything from the fire and EMS district?
No.
So Leonard did go to his first meeting back again, and he has got a medical release to go back to light duty starting this Monday.
Thank you. That's great news.
Very pleasurable to have Leonard back at our meeting.
Does his wife have to sign off on that release?
He missed the conversation.
He's doing good. He's doing really good.
All right. Airports. Discussion on airports.
Can I make a comment? Now, as taxpayers, I have several things I'd like to go over and clear. First, I'd like to thank the commissioners for signing on with BLM to open up Taylor's Flats. Appreciate that much. I'm sure the Utah Backcountry pilots will be helpful. Just to let you know, I have an agenda for a meeting back September 3rd, 1997, where the BLM. The two BLM guys and me and one other Utah Backcountry guy met with the county commissioners, and they agreed to, BLM agreed to let the county grade the airport, Taylor Flats, and we agreed to build a pavilion and a deal there and keep up the airport, and it was all happy. Well, 3 weeks later, a gentleman supervisor from California came up and slashed the runway and closed it. So it's been 29 years. So it's really made me happy. It's all the years I wanted to get that back opened up. So I'd really like to thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah, that was Dave Howell.
That closed it. I know Chad Reed was on the board and a few other guys.
No, Dave Howell was.
But it was 29 years ago that they slashed that. Several things I wanted to clear up just as a that I've gone over. I'm a little bit slow, getting better. I'd like to talk about Manila Airport. Things have gone. The aircraft, when I moved in there about 40 years ago, next to the airport, that airport is no more. No more use than it was 40 years ago. There are very few planes that come there and land there. And for some reason, we have decided that the airport is in a, what they, I don't know, the engineering company, Civil Engineering. I don't know, like they've been treated like a Part 139 airport. They have, I guess, still on the board a night evaluation flight that they want to do for $12,000, and we have to pay, what, 10% of that, even though it's all tech. That doesn't need to be done. We're not at 139 airport. That's only required for instrument approach. You have to have an instrument approach runway. It's only required like if you had SkyWest or at least 30 passengers airline service coming to the airport. So that's not required. It's, as a taxpayer, it's just another waste of money. I don't know, is Brad on, I don't know why, what was the reasoning that we ever decided to do all this high stuff at that airport and require, is Brad on there?
Yeah, he's on this.
Why do you decide that you need a night evaluation flight?
I will say that when we, several years ago, we tried to approach, because of issues trying to get medical services in there at certain times, it was decided we'd need to do an evaluation, an instrument landing approach evaluation. We have started that process. We have, and part of that process is that they've already determined that all we're going to do is get a visual. We're not going to get a full instrument landing approach. In order to even get the approach approved at all, they ask about it. And right now, because of the lights, if we ever needed to get somebody to fly in there at night for a medical emergency without the nighttime evaluation and having our lights fully commissioned, then it would be restricted to daytime only.
Well, but there's only a few airports in the whole state that has that. I come from an airport where we have 130 landings a day that I'm involved with, Sky Park. Only Salt Lake and a few St. George and a few major airports have applied to Part 139. Nobody else do. I've been at Sky Park for over 30 years now, and we've never had one yet. It just seems ridiculous that we're paying that kind of money and have that kind of airport or something like that with a lot of other things that's going on. It's just, it's not required, and I don't care. I just think if you look at, we're like a Part 135 airport, and so I have stuff right here I can show you. That's only required. We don't have a what they call a instrument approach anyway. So therefore, you don't need a night evaluation. So even on there.
Well, if we want any of our emergency aircraft to fly in for that, and if we're going to do it after dark, then we need the night time. And honestly, I'm not an airport expert when it comes down to this sort of stuff. I'm following the guidance I'm getting from various people when we started on this ILA approach.
The guidance is all under Part 139. The guidance is all under Part 139, and there's no reason in the world that we should be a Part 139. So we're applying with costs that's just not reasonable at all.
So, matter of fact, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. Having just recently dealt with AirMed in the middle of the night, there was no issue with AirMed landing in our airport to pick up a person.
With the helicopter.
With the helicopter.
Yeah.
And there was nothing ever said. There was no issues. That was not a problem. As far as I know, and I was listening to everything that was going on.
Well, it's only required if you have an ILS runway and you have passenger service at 30 passengers or more. So it's, I mean, we're spending the taxpayers' money that doesn't need to be spent on a lot of things. And I've got a couple, if you're interested, I can hand you these ratings, what's required or not required. Anyway, to go on, you know, we that to death. You know, it'll take up a lot of time.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
And with what Brent just said. So, to use the lights that are installed, to have nighttime landing, even for emergency services, we don't need to have this approach?
Well, I think you need to go to AirMed and see what they require, because this is requirements from the state.
Okay, for the public to land at night, because we have lights.
To land at night as a pilot, I don't need lights. I don't need it then.
But if we have lights, but if we use lights, are there things that we have to do because we've installed lights to make sure that our liability is okay?
There is things that would be under Part 135, which you can look up and find what you need and what is required.
Okay.
Okay, and it would tell you that. But be honest with today, airplanes.
It's my understanding that we need to get the nighttime evaluation before our lights are officially recognized. And I may be wrong, but that's the way I've taken the latest discussions I've had.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah, but you guys are out there on every airport in the state of Utah, except for the few major ones. And I just think it's a waste of money for what goes in there. AirMed mostly has helicopters in the first place. They land anywhere they want to. You know, I just think, well, I'll tell you what I recommend as a taxpayer. I recommend that you look into having an engineering that does your airports. I talked to the Utah Airport Operator Association, which runs the whole state, and they recommend that Diplo Engineering. They're very knowledgeable on airports. They know all the rules. They know what you need and so on. I'm not saying to drop who you have now, Brett, now, but I'm just saying, and he already mentioned that he's not that knowledgeable in airport operations. So if this gentleman from Jared Bass from Dibble Engineering and the
to back up a little bit, we published an RFP for an airport engineer. They didn't apply.
When was that?
Oh, it's been I don't know. I'll have to look
at it. How long have you been doing it? How long on this contract, Brent?
I think it's been about 3 years or so. And I have talked to some other airport engineers. And that actually one that used to work with you guys a lot. And a lot of them say that the two airports up there weren't worth their time, quite frankly. And yes, if we ever got into true FAA regulations and doing a bunch of FAA stuff, then I don't want to. Then I would just assume bow out.
I guess
comes down to that. I've been working with the Utah State Division of Aeronautics, and that's some of the guidance I've been doing.
Yeah.
We've been doing things using FAA rules and all that, as far as the materials and all that sort of stuff, but. When it comes down to knowing everything there is to know about, like a Salt Lake Airport, absolutely not. Not and have no desire to go there.
No, and honestly, we're grateful for the what you do. I think if anything, what I'm hearing Kent say is maybe there's an opportunity to check, if you can professionally check in with one of those. Either the one he's mentioned or others, just to with these issues that he's bringing up, see if where consistency lies.
Well, and we did get a response from him. Kent did respond back when we were talking about the nighttime evaluation, and he did get a response back on why we need to do it. And when I read that, and I'll see if I can bring it up here.
One thing that I would recommend is, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody, I'm just trying to be honest, in the long run you can save a lot of money if you have an engineering company that was exceptionally knowledgeable in all the rules.
I understand and appreciate that, but we did publish statewide an RFP.
That was 3 years ago.
We'll review the contract to see where we're at and when we need to do that again, and we will, but we can't, if people don't reply and don't bid, then...
Okay, well, all I'm suggesting is that this gentleman, representative of Utah Airport Operations Association, will come up and gladly meet with you and talk to you and show you everything that really needs to be done. So, no, I'm just saying, before you step in and do something at an airport, if you know all the rules and the regulations and what you need, you're going to save a lot of money down the road. I'm just suggesting that in the future.
That's fair. Thank you.
Just got the email. The basically response back was, if we're going to do any sort of instrument landing approach, even if it is a visual, and if it's going to include any sort of coming in at night, then we must have a night flight evaluation. And right now, that is already, I guess we've already underway, and as far, I was just going to check to see, but I think they probably already got it scheduled. We've already spent a lot of money, and we are like at the 95% mark on getting this air done. And I guess the other approach would be is to say we're just going to back out. At this late stage, I'm not sure what the Division of Aeronautics is going to say.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just recommending in the future that...
Yeah, on other projects, if we back out of this late, then they say, well, the local's got to pay us back for all the work we've got to get to this year level.
I think a lot of money could be saved because we're doing things that don't need to be done unless we need to do it. Tremont and Airport went away because they had a situation where they kept spending more money than needed to be done. They just did it with the airport. My very number one concern right now is the cracks down the airport. I got an individual driving me down there yesterday. Those cracks are all over. They're 1/4 inch, clear to 1 inch. This winter, if they don't get sealed, you're not going to have a runway to work with anyway. So the most important thing is having a runway.
At both airports.
I mean, you go down there and look and advise it. I don't care who you are. That is terrible. That runway will not be there this winter if it freezes and snow melts and ice up there. And,
okay.
Which goes back to the email or the message I sent you, Jack.
Uh-huh.
We have two meetings that we've got set up for the first week of November. One of them is we're going to meet with the town of Dutch John. The Vernal Airport manager is going to come up, and we're going to talk about what Vernal could do to help us out. But part of that discussion is going to be to talk about the capital improvements project list that we need to put together. And the next meeting, which we have on Thursday, is to meet with the state and finalize our capital improvements project. So, Ken, I really need your input. If you want to have some input into what we're doing with the airports, I need your input today or tomorrow as far as what should go on that capital improvement list.
Well, I think he's telling us what the biggest priority is. From his perspective, is that crack seal. I think that's something we can all agree on.
That's enough of it. And I got it submitted in there, and they're ready to approve that project, but they said they need our capital improvement project list done before they'll approve that. Otherwise, it's in the works to get approved and get going.
Sounds like blackmail.
Sounds like government.
No, this is they want that done, and that's
just
the way
it works. Well, I'm just saying, if you don't have a bunch of asphalt chunks out there next spring. You can do all this other stuff you want. You're spending money.
I think we all agree that the crack seal is very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have, I'm going to pass my comments on Dutch John for a while. But other than that, I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity I had to help you.
Well, you
can always call me if you have a question.
We appreciate
and thank
your insights.
You. I'm glad you're up on your feet.
Yeah, I'm getting better slowly. So I say 6 more months, hopefully.
Well, thank you for all your work on it very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. But if you need those guys to meet with to explain everything before your next, it would, I'm sure it would save the county money.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Kent. Okay, we're a little bit over time to recess
so,
for our.
That's what my message was to you. Just about those 2 meetings. Make sure that you're aware of those.
Thank you. I'm assuming the other 2 commissioners are already set on.
I've had the emails.
Okay. Yeah, I think Randy's done that. Everybody else, I think, has accepted Jack, except for you.
Okay. I can tentatively accept, and if I can be there, I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, and the big one would be the one with the town.
I'll do what I can.
Okay. We need to take a short recess to be able to conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's 9:29. We'll recess at this point and then come back as soon as we have completed that meeting.